to dance like a queen of the ice, so that the rest of our lives would have fared well.
The following program is furnished by its producer, host, and sponsors.
Live in the studios, and you're listening to Health in 30 on WRCR AM 1300 Radio Rockland. And as always, it's streaming live at WRCR.com. I'm your host, registered nurse Barbara Vaccaro. Health in 30 brings you 30 minutes of the latest health and medical news and information with leading guests, medical and health experts. If you haven't visited the healthin30.com website, check it out. Go to healthin30.com. That's healthin30.com. You can listen to audio, sign up for free newsletters, get all of the information from all of the shows, and more. Don't forget to check it out. Go to healthin30.com. If you have any comments or questions, email us. Today, we will bring you 30 minutes of health information to help educate you about the comprehensive services offered at Jawanio. Joining us today live in the studios are Barbara Blatstein, Director of Diagnostics and Health Services, and Jill Warner, Assistant Executive Director for Programs at Jawanio of Rockland County, New York. Call in with any questions to 845-624-1300. The mission of Jawanio is to advance the independence, well-being, and equality for people with disabilities and special needs. Joining us now are Barbara Blatstein and Jill Warner. Thank you so very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Barbara.
Jill, I want to start with you first and ask you, what does Jawanio mean?
Jawanio is a local Indian word meaning independence, and it really speaks to what our mission is, and that is really to foster the independence of people with disabilities and special needs.
In the beginning, I just quickly mentioned the mission. Can you just go into a little bit more detail about what the mission of Jawanio is?
The mission of Jawanio is to provide services to people who have disabilities and to make them basically as independent as possible. We service people from children all the way on to older adults. We do this through multiple services. When I think of Jawanio, I think of a child growing up in many ways, because it was started in 1947 by a group of parents who were looking for services for their child that had cerebral palsy. And from this group of seven parents individually who met together and got hired a therapist for their child, our therapy programs for children began. And we continue to offer OT and PT services, as well as speech therapists and audiology therapists for children.
Yeah, you actually, I was checking out the website, jawanio.org, and the number of services that you do offer is great, from very young infants to all the way up to adults. Do you want to start with the children's services that are offered there?
Yeah, I'd like to tell you that we have daycare, we have integrated daycare, we have preschool services, we have early intervention services, and what these services do is they specialize in helping the young child to receive the therapies necessary to grow and to foster to be as independent as they possibly can.
Now, with the daycare, that is for children with special needs and children without special needs?
It's for children with and without special needs. And the daycare actually goes from infancy until about 3 years of age.
And is it full day or is it half day?
There are some half day and there are some full day daycare. And the value of it is that we also have therapies on ground. So while the children are there and their families are at work, if they need speech, if they need physical therapy, those therapies can be provided to them in that environment.
That's great. So everything is actually there, so they don't have to leave to go somewhere else. Everything is right
there. Yeah, everything is. It's all inclusive. And we recently completed a 22,000 square feet building that used to be an ICF that is going to take all of our children's services and put them in one center, so that all of the therapists, all of the teachers, All the people that provide care and volunteer services for the children will be able to be in one building.
I think that one of the other positives of that whole program is that children who don't have special needs learn to be respectful and understanding of those
yes.
special needs. They see not only other children, but they may see some adults. And they just get used to it, and they get desensitized, and it's wonderful in that way. And it also helps us to recruit staff, because there are staff with children, and so they have the you know possibility and of having their children right in the same building with them.
That's excellent. Yeah, to start such a young age incorporating special needs and children without special
mm-hmm.
needs, they break down any type of stereotypes,
yes.
and they learn to become friends and accept
exactly,
each other
yes.
for what they who and what they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And is how many daycares are there? Is it just one daycare but broken up into different
age groups?
Broken
up into different age groups,
mm-hmm.
yes. Yeah.
And so you start young as infants?
We start
right?
as young as infants, yes. And we work with them, infants that may show early deficits. There are therapies that are available to them. And as Barbara said, there's also infants and children that go there from our staff, so that staff are able to get to work and have their
great.
Children.
Oh, that's great, yeah. That's great. And then preschool as well would continue
yes.
on through.
Yes, we service
preschool.
Children to 5 years of age in our early education program, and they are offered integrative preschool also.
And summer program as well. Is
mm-hmm.
this
yes.
So it's ongoing throughout the year?
It is. It's a 12-month educational program. And when we started in 1947, we started as a camp. So a lot of people know us as Camp Juanio. Today,
oh, okay.
even, this year happens to be our 60th anniversary year, and I still go places and people mention, oh, it's Camp Juanio. But we're much more than that today. We really are. And as I said, as we grew with the needs of what people had in terms of helping them with disabilities. So we started as a child. But then we realized that people needed, educational services, and we started providing them. We realized that people needed medical services, and we started providing them. We realized that as kids got older, they needed vocational training. They needed jobs in the community. So we started to our employment program, which we're happy to say there's over 2,500 people in the community today that are working competitive employment that came through Juanio's employment programs.
Wow, so that would be people with special needs.
People with special needs who, and they may have gone through our whole program. They may have come to us as children. They may have attended our summer camps up until the age of 14 or 15.
Wow.
And then they may then, while they're in school, we help them in school, and then we help them with competitive employment as time goes on.
Now, what type of jobs? Is it
all
what
types
their interest,
of jobs.
Whatever they're interested in?
Everyone has talents, and everyone
oh,
has
sure.
gifts.
Right.
And these children, or these adults at that point, they may have some deficits in some areas, but they excel in others. So what we do is we do testing. We do evaluation, we find out what their strengths and weaknesses are, and then we offer vocational programming that will meet those needs and will help them to in whatever way they need for competitive employment.
So
and then we hook them up. They're working in Sears,
right.
they're working in Wyeth, they're working in pharmacies.
Oh, that's great.
Where you would not be able to tell the difference between anybody else working as opposed to our people. They're blend in very nicely, and they provide a great service, and they're great employees.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, they want
great.
To pay taxes.
Right.
Part of, of the mainstream and working
oh,
and
sure.
getting paid
they
for what they
do. Great
sure,
they do.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
That's great. Now, do you specifically at Juanio go ahead and get them the jobs after they find out what they want
yes.
to do, or do they go ahead and apply on their own? Or?
Some of them apply on their mm-hmm. own, and we help them with supported services in the through the employer, and some of them we have. We have some employers who have been with us for a very long time, and they continue to want to hire our young adults because they're so conscientious and because they have such a great work,
right.
work
yeah.
ethic.
That's great.
So it benefits everybody.
Sure.
It's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
That's great. Now, there's so many other services there, too. I was truly amazed when I went on the website
yes, yes.
checking everything.
Right. Well, Yeah, because you have the children's services, which are extensive, and then you have the vocational services.
Now, what's entailed in that with the vocational
services? Employment services. The vocational services are the services that do a lot of the testing and the job placements.
Okay.
And then we have also a program called IPRT, which is Intensive Psychiatric Rehabilitation Treatment. And I don't think that some people don't know that we also work with people who have some mental health issues.
Okay. Now, what exactly is that then? Is this for children and adults as well?
It's for adults
Okay.
provide groups for how to learn different jobs, interviewing techniques, how to apply for a job, how to keep a job, what their fears are, what their strengths are. And we work with them in much the same way as we work with the other young people that we have in the employment services. It's just a specialized mental health program where there's a lot of groups, and the people that work there are specialized in mental health services.
Now, when would those programs be offered? Is it during the day, or is it something in the evening when they go? Or
the programs, in terms of the skill programs, to teach them different skills. We have computer labs that we have shredding programs, microfilm programs, we also have scanning now. We're starting where our guys will scan documents. So the learning is done during the day. Although if they're working in the evening, the job coaches are on the job with them when they need them in the evening. So we provide services when they're needed.
So they can go in whenever they feel they need assistance with anything?
They can call, and we go in regularly just to check in with their employer to make sure that everything is all right. And most of the problems are very minor and can be resolved,
right.
And the benefit, the great employees that our people are, people enjoy them, working with them.
Right, that's great.
There's a lot there. Yeah. There's also a lot of in-house programs that we have for people that may not be able to have competitive employment, where we have a workshop program.
Oh, okay. Now, what does that entail?
A workshop is entailed where we get different jobs that we bring into the workshop environment.
Okay.
And people who know how to deal with people with the disabilities that they have, which are usually pretty severe disabilities, work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they work with them in some job skills training, and they work with them to get the jobs that we have been able to secure in the workshop area, doing production type things. They may do mailings. They've done things for perfume companies where they may be putting the perfume in the boxes and then doing the shrink wrap around them.
Right.
So there's the services that can be done in a contained area with help.
So anyone that has a special need and they want to be involved with Juwanee, they can just call and go there?
They don't need to
be referred or by anyone? Or how does that work with the specific details about getting services from Juwanee?
Well, what they would do would be called, we have a service coordination department.
Okay.
And that department helps the person work through the system to get what they need. So many people can just call the service coordination department, and from there they'll help them get into the system in a way that they can benefit from our services.
Okay.
And then there are, of course, others that are referred.
Right. Okay, great.
By doctors, OMRDD.
Sure. And Barbara, I know you're going to touch upon some of the medical services, too, that are offered.
We have one service that has been in existence pretty much since we began, and that's the audiology department.
Okay.
We have certified licensed audiologists who have loads of experience in dealing with children, adults, senior citizens. And in that department, we see everybody, whether they have a disability or not. There are some children who come in who are referred by physicians because they have fluid in their ears or other, problems of that nature, which are transient. We also have referrals for those who are concerned that there's a permanent hearing loss. And we also fit hearing aids. We have a dispensary, and we evaluate people for their needs and follow them after their hearing aids are provided. We provide the state-of-the-art in hearing aids, digital hearing aids, programmable hearing aids. We are very involved, and we help set up the program at Nyack Hospital for testing the infants, which is now in throughout practically the United States, where they test the babies before they leave the hospital.
Right.
The baby fails there. They may retest them there, and then if they fail, they come to Juwanio, and we can do some very sophisticated testing. And so we're really helping the physicians to diagnose as early as possible, which fits in with our early intervention programs and the whole theory of early intervention. We've put hearing aids on four-month-old babies, and the difference in their development is enormous when they're aided early. We work with children who have cochlear implants, even though we're not the implant center, but we follow up with them and do a lot of work with them. For seniors, again, we have various contracts with some companies, insurance companies, for whom we provide hearing aid services. So we're really very diverse, and the professionalism in that department is excellent. We're known really throughout all of New York State and then some. About 10 years ago, a little more, we decided to expand in our medical services because there were many people, whether they were disabled or whether they were just Medicaid-eligible people, individuals who really couldn't access services very easily in the community. So Paul Tendler, who is our director, is always looking at responding to the needs of the community. And so at that point, we started providing dental services, which, again, are open to individuals with disabilities and those who have Medicaid and can't access those services easily. You know, there aren't as many dentists that take Medicaid, not many at all in the community. The medical services at this point are right across the street from us at 180 Phillips Hill Road. And that's been a very exciting development for us because we've really seen that grow. We have psychiatry, podiatry, gynecology, and primary care. And primary care and podiatry, again, are open to the public with Medicaid and those with special needs. Psychiatry and gynecology are specifically for those who have special needs and really can't be seen easily at other places. We have special equipment that helps to make examinations easier. Our physicians have really developed expertise in dealing with those who have take so much medication. You know, they have a spectrum of medication for many of their medical issues.
I'm just going to cut you off right there because I want to continue that on the break about medications and Medicaid patients as well. We're just going to stop for a quick 60 seconds and take a quick break. We'll be right back.
For those people with special needs, independence is something to be truly valued. For over 50 years, Juwanio has been committed to advancing the independence, well-being, and equality of those with disabilities and special needs. Juwanio's very name comes from the local Native American word for independence. Juwanio annually serves almost 6,000 children and adults with physical, developmental, or emotional disabilities within Rockland and Westchester counties in New York and Bergen and Passaic counties in New Jersey. Juwanio is about meeting the needs of each individual and their families. To learn more about Juwanio, the regional affiliate of the New York State Cerebral Palsy Association, call toll-free at 888-320-4295. That's 888-320-4295. Or visit our website at www.juwanio.org. Juwanio, a place where miracles happen every day.
If you have any comments or questions, call in at 845-624-1300. Before the break, I just interrupted, actually, Barbara Blatstein, who's talking about Juwanio and about their medication program there. So I just want to bring her back to that point and ask about patients who are actually on Medicaid, how that works with their coverage for prescription medication.
Right. For individuals who have just Medicaid and no other coverage, Medicaid does cover their medication. They've gone now more toward generics, and there are some lists of medications, and the doctors have to keep abreast of the types of medications that they can get through Medicaid. some of our developmentally disabled or disabled population are on Medicare and Medicaid. They're duly eligible for both. And now there's Medicare D, which does come into play for them as well. So many of our nurses and our service coordinators have helped them to choose a plan based on the types of medications that they need, so to get the best plan for them. And so they use their Medicare D. So our physicians and our nurses have to be pretty savvy about how to fulfill, you know, their medical needs and still look at what is available, you know, for the individual patient. They can appeal or say why the specific medication is needed, even if it's not on the list. So that does help, and but it takes some, you know, rationales that are provided. So that keeps us very busy. Many of the, especially in psychiatry, they have really been on the forefront, our physicians, to use medications in some innovative ways and offline. And many of the individuals who were deinstitutionalized were on very strong medications that were causing all kinds of side effects. So what we did is we reevaluated everybody and tried to get them on simpler medications or those with less side effects. And that's always our goal, to have the least amount of medication necessary to provide the best kind of outcome. So that's been a big growth area for us in psychiatry, because there are individuals who have multiple issues, and we have been able to handle them, their issues, because we have the history and experience with individuals with special needs. And so that gives us an overview in treating them as a whole person. In that vein, that's why we started the primary care, so that we have the physician who looks at the total person and works with the psychiatrist in the clinic and maybe the GYN or gynecologist and the podiatrist. So it's not just an isolated specialist that they're going to, but it's the totality of looking at them as individuals, you know.
For psychiatric patients, say, who becomes non-compliant with the medications, mm-hmm. are there services there that can help the patients stay on track, or are there group sessions or individual therapy-type sessions?
Yeah, the psychiatrist will, you know, make recommendations, which can be carried out if they're in group homes by the nursing staff. Sometimes if they're live at home by mm-hmm. the families, he or she will bring the families in to discuss how to help the individual be compliant, you know, what kinds of things to help explain to them. And we do have individuals who really cannot always understand, right. And so we do utilize, you know, their families a lot. And the other day I was just in the clinic, and there was a brother who was coming in with concerns about his disabled brother, and we had the social worker there, we had the nurse there, and so it's, again, a totality, a team effort. And I think that's one thing that Juanio represents. We don't just have isolated things. We have a team effort, and wherever we can help, we bring in
each
individual mm-hmm. Area. So that's very exciting. In gynecology, there were women who never had exams before. And, you know, they were nervous and they were scared. And we have Dr. Patricia Palio, who is a very well-known gynecologist in the area, and Sandy Heller, who is a nurse midwife. And they have really made gynecology accessible for women who really might have been missed before. They have diagnosed some serious things, as a matter of fact. And so we feel so positive about that these women are getting the same service that you and I are getting. And so their health in every way is monitored, and that's very exciting for us.
That's great. I'm truly still so amazed with all the services. And I hope everyone out there listening, if they're in need of any of these services, they should really contact Juanio, because you have everything specifically planned out and
right.
for people that mm-hmm. need help.
Yeah. I think there are different ways to mm-hmm. access it, you know, our services. So if they call the main number at 634-4648, there's a listing of the different departments and that they can access. You know, there'll
right.
be medical services, dental, there'll be, you know, the other departments that will be listed, so that they can aim in the right direction, because
right.
there are various ways that you can access those services. Audiology, its own way, and,
right.
you know, that's... So it makes it easier so that we, you know, you can follow that menu and find what you need.
Is there transportation available for people that may be homebound in any way? No,
we don't provide that at this point. Mm-hmm. That's a difficult thing to do. People come by Medicaid transportation or by their own transportation. You know, we have families that arrange for their own Medicaid transportation if they're coming, let's say, for audiology, you know, and we make sure that we schedule them so that they are able to place those requests in advance, and they can come at their, at their appointment when they need to. Again, in audiology, we take not only Medicaid but private patient, insurance plans, etc.
That's great. And Jill, do you want to add any further details to some of the services?
We also do have residential services available.
Oh, okay.
We have residential services that are apartments and condominiums, people living in group homes. And we do have
3 group homes for medically frail individuals, and they utilize our clinics and they utilize our medical services, and they get the benefit of doctors who are experts in dealing with and working with people with disabilities. And that's something you don't find in every day, and it's something you don't find in Rockland County other than Juanio, that's been doing it for about 10 years. Believe it or not, we serve 5,600 people a year.
Wow.
And we're the 11th largest employer in Rockland County.
Mm-hmm.
So we are big, we're a big organization that provides services completely for people with disabilities. We're a comprehensive rehabilitation agency. We're not just a camp. We're not just a school. We're not just a home for someone. We're just not medical services. We are a whole gamut, and we service people from the day they're born to many times into their very old age days.
Do you see them grow up from
absolutely,
infants all the
absolutely.
Way to adults? Oh, that's great.
Well, we're 60 years old,
yeah.
So some of them
that's
started
true,
when
right?
I started
yes.
really close
yes.
to that
yeah.
age.
Big family.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
And it's exciting,
it's
you know, with
yeah.
all the hearing impaired children that we started
sure.
with who are now out in college, you know.
Right.
And I just wanted to mention, if
sure.
I might, the doctors who are
sure.
with us. Dr. William Greenberg is our medical director. We have Dr. Aliwalia and Dr. Maurice Haperman. Dr. Helen Kukler are our psychiatrists. Dr. Howard Baskin is our podiatrist. Dr. Richard Herman, our dentist. Doctors Kumar and Steinfeld are primary care physicians. And as I said before, Dr. Patricia Palio and Sandra Heller in for gynecology. So we're really proud because all those are community physicians who are well-known in their own, you know, private practices and give of themselves so graciously and generously.
That's great. And the phone number again is for Juanio?
634-4648.
Okay, and the website, Juanio, that's JAWONIO.org. So for further details, check out the website. It's Juanio.org. Barbara Blatstein, thank you so very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much from
Juanio.
You're
very welcome, and thank you for having us.
Oh, sure, thank you. And just a quick note, Health & 30 taped its first show yesterday for Scribe Media. It will air online soon, so you could check it out at ScribeMedia.org. Thanks to Peter Servieri from Scribe Media and the medical experts, Dr. Ali Cohn and Dr. Nila Mishra. Thank you so very much. And to find out who will be joining me next week, go to healthin30.com. Updated info will be there, and you don't want to forget it. And that made no sense. I am so sorry about that. So go to healthin30.com, sign up for free newsletters. Thanks. Have a great week. See you then. I'm Barbara Picard for Health & 30. Take care.
For those people with special needs, independence is something to be truly valued. For over 50 years, Juanio has been committed to advancing the independence, well-being, and equality of those with disabilities and special needs. Juanio's very name comes from the local Native American word for independence. Juanio annually serves almost 6,000 children and adults with physical, developmental, or emotional disabilities within Rockland and Westchester counties in New York and Bergen and Passaic counties in New Jersey. Juanio is about meeting the needs of each individual and their families. To learn more about Juanio, the regional affiliate of the New York State Cerebral Palsy Associations, call toll-free at 888-320-4295. That's 888-320-4295. Or visit our website at www.juanio.org. Juanio, a place where miracles happen every day.
AM 1300, WRCR, Spring Valley.